USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Lima, Ohio, touting the economy.
More Americans are working today than ever before in the history of our country. Almost 160 million people. More than ever before, by far. And if you look at African-American, you've heard me say this many times, African-American employment is at an all-time low unemployment. Asian-American unemployment is at an all-time low. Hispanic unemployment, an all-time low.
Much of Nebraska is still under a state of emergency as deadly flooding has crippled the region. So far, three people have died from the flooding. Crystal Schnackenberg tells Fox News just how quickly the flood approached her property.
Approximately 7 hours, it went from nothing to all of our houses were underwater.
Vice President Mike Pence toured the area's hardest hit on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Another Catholic diocese releases records concerning the abuse of kids by priests. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
This time the names of 37 priests or other clergy are on a list released by the Catholic Diocese of Jackson, Mississippi, as having been credibly accused of sexually abusing children. Officials note not everyone on that list was charged or convicted of a crime. None of them are still active in the ministry. Some of them are deceased. Files dating back to 1924 were investigated. The victims were said to be both boys and girls ranging in age from 5 to 17. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is reportedly rejecting a plea deal to charges of soliciting prostitution in Florida. The deal would require Kraft to admit there was enough evidence for a jury to find him guilty if the case went to trial. Kraft has denied the charges and is due to appear in court on March 28th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal prosecutors are reportedly seeking deals with some of the wealthy parents charged in the college admissions scandal. It's unclear which parents are getting the offer from the prosecutors or how many parents took part in the actual scam, but all of this has folks rethinking college and its usefulness and how much you should be paying to go to college. One thing is for sure, America's student loan crisis continues to climb as colleges and universities are charging more and more for students to attend school. Well, one school that isn't is Purdue University. Former Republican governor and now president of Purdue, Mitch Daniels, says he had an innovative idea when he became president on a way to keep children from graduating college with tons of debt.
When I arrived, I just asked the question, why don't we start trying to adjust our spending to our students' families' budgets and not expecting them to adjust their budgets to our spending? So far, so good. We're finishing our sixth year of no tuition increase. We've promised at least two more, and over that time we have reduced the cost of room, board, and books. So it'll be less expensive to attend Purdue in 2021 in nominal unadjusted dollars than it was in 2012. Consequently, student debt is falling, and a record percentage of our students left last year with zero debt.
That's
the starting point on this very serious problem you're talking about.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.